Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down W, A to the Y, S, we the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set, like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into and we sold it. Come through and we can show you we support that local
everything.
Online radio,
independent everything.
Another episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Franz the Hybrid One. And let's see. Hold on, let's see. I think, yeah, there she is, the girl in motion herself. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. Okay, again, I was saying, you're on deck for another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Franz the Hybrid One, the executive of Metal Music Records, and the host of allthingsfrons.com radio. And that lovely right there, that very lovely right there, that is Nakia Qualis, also known as the Hybrid Queen. She is my co-host, my better half, and she is the owner of In Motion Events, of Shoes in Motion. She is the executive A&R for Metal Music Records, Metal Music Entertainment Management, and she's just the go-to girl around here. What's up, boo-boo?
I'm tired.
Huh?
I'm tired.
No, you ain't.
Shit, yeah, I'm exhausted.
Not Wonder Woman. I know no Wonder Woman. Not now. Where your cape at?
And that's the problem. Wonder Woman doesn't have a cape. That's Supergirl and Batgirl. Wonder Woman doesn't have a cape. She has a lasso.
But there's the damn problem. You need to get a cape. You gotta get a cape. The cape keeps you energized when you never, ever get tired. That's the cape part. That's the cape's duty. So that's what you're missing. You need a Wonder Woman cape.
I know something else that keeps me energized that I'm missing, but wrong show?
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Wrong show, never mind.
Okay, well, listen, we are on deck to have a very special guest with us, and actually I see him in the queue. I've got him in our queue, but he's not answering me. Mr. K, are you there? Mr. K. Okay. I tell you what, lady of all devices, can you maybe text him and tell him to hang up and call back? Because I've got him here, but he can't hear me, obviously, or I can't hear him, one or the other. So I think what I'm going to do is, if you can hear me, Mr. Hay, just hang up and call back. Because we've got you here, but you're not coming through to the live audience here. So if you can hear me, hang up. If not, I'm about to hang up on you and just call me back. Can you do that? Put one finger up for yes and two fingers up for no. Yes, no. Well, let me tell you about Mr. Cade since we're waiting on him to actually come through because I don't know what happened here. I put him in queue. Hold on a second. Let's try this. Try that. And then we're going to try coming back to him. See if he's here. Are you there? There he is.
Hello?
Let me just. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, now you can hear me. We was talking to you, and we couldn't hear you. I don't know if you could hear us or not, but
yeah,
I took you back.
I could hear y'all, but y'all couldn't hear me.
There we go. Let me just tell y'all a little bit about our guest today. For those of y'all that don't know who Mr. Cade is, a.k.a. the prodigal son, born Stephen T. Cade in 1970, a native of Flint, Michigan, now living in Hope, Arkansas. Mr. Cade has witnessed the birth of hip-hop to what it has become today. 3 years ago, Mr. Cade picked up his first microphone. Now he has claimed the number one spot on Reverb Nation for the 870 in Arkansas. In 2012, at his first open mic event, he performed Monkey on My Back, picked for the movie soundtrack Loyalty shot by Jennifer Coffey Davis. Since then, he's performed at Beano's Battle of the Bands, making it to the finals in Little Rock, Arkansas, did a show in Sherwood, Arkansas for an AIDS foundation. Then he performed in the 40 and Over Review in Little Rock, Arkansas. You've been a busy man, Mr. Cade.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Nakia's online too, so you guys say hello.
Okay.
And we'll actually turn you over to her here in a moment. But tell us a little bit about how it is to, you know, jump into this game just 3 years ago and have come so far so quickly.
Man, it's amazing. The first time I ever picked up a microphone, that's when I got the movie. And right now I'm actually sending off an email because I just started hosting a show on Channel 29 in the Bay Area called Zone 24.
Uh-huh.
And we're finna start airing in Minnesota, yeah.
In Minnesota.
And this is all up in 3 years.
Wow.
And I just since then learned how to record my own music and mix and master it down. And I make my own videos. I got over 100,000 views on a video bash.
Wow.
A video. And
yeah,
I'm going to do my first show at a concert Mother's Day weekend in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma? Where's that show going to be held exactly?
At Club Faze.
Club Faze in Oklahoma? What city?
Idabel,
Oklahoma. Okay. All right. And you've also released a couple of tracks. Tell us about the tracks that you've released.
I try to be able to talk about any kind of situation and keep it clean.
Right.
Oh, because most of the songs I record, my son be in my studio with me, or my daughter.
Okay. And why the name? Go ahead.
Most of my songs, I try to bring back old hip hop, like putting the fun back into hip hop.
Right.
But it's like talking about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the name Prodigal Son. Why the Prodigal Son?
I actually seen a book in a library with that name on it and picked it up and read it.
Yeah.
And I said, that's me.
Okay. I'm going to step back here. And I know Nikki is tired and she's she don't have a cape on today, but we're going to step back and we're going to throw a temporary cape around and let her get at you. Normally, Nikki handles the Charlamagne the God part of our program, but she's been being nicer lately. So I feel safe in stepping back and letting her do her thing with you real quick. Nikki?
I just want to thank you for joining us today on this episode of Independent Everything. And I am actually trying to, I guess, not conform to anyone's standards of how they feel that I should be, but become a better me. And in doing so, it involves stepping back and having to reevaluate the things that kind of made me the lesser me. And, you know, the attitude was one. And just the negativity was another one. And so I'm just, you know, we're going to have to give me another name because Charlamagne the God, I mean, I still will pick you apart if you're wrong, but, you know, we've been having artists that they've been on the up and up. And so thank you again for joining us today on this episode of Independent Everything. I want to backtrack to the Monkey on My Back.
That's one of my favorite songs.
It's one of my favorites, and I think one of the very first that you sent us last year. We've been getting music from you for some time, and you've been on rotation on allthingsrhymes.com radio, but I think everything that I've gotten, that's my favorite. Can you give me and let my listening audience know, you know, what was the premise behind that song or that track?
That's my life story. I was always in the music. I know how to play all woodwind instruments. And when I was finna start actually trying to write music, for some reason I kept going. So it's always been on my mind to get back into music. And when I turned 42, that's when I picked up the microphone. And then from there, I just tell the story of my life in parable.
The titles of your tracks, what goes through your mind when you're coming up with some? Because I've seen some titles, and I thought that's what pulls me to music as well as movies. The titles, they fascinate me. And then I hope that, you know, the title kind of goes along with, you know, whatever I'm listening to or whatever I'm watching, but what goes through your mind when you're naming your tracks?
I don't know. I usually don't come up with the name of the song until about the second verse. Because that song
okay.
right there, when I wrote it, I had to put it together. It was like a puzzle. And as I put it together, then that's how it is now.
Okay. Well, you mentioned that you do the mixing, you do the mastering, video editing, and all of these views that you've gotten on Video Bash. Why don't you have your own Vivo channel?
I don't know. I'm just getting started. I just actually got into Vivo about 4 or 5 months ago. But I need one.
You do. And we at Metal to Music Records, SMG, we are an affiliate of Vivo. We have what's called Vivo Plus. It's a way for artists as well as labels to get their one very own Vivo channel. Plus, unlimited. I'm sorry?
I do have a Vivo account. I haven't put nothing on there yet.
Well, what's the holdup?
No, I do that. I think I put 3 zone episodes on there. Zone 24 episodes for the show. That's all I put on there.
Okay. Well, let me, for those that are listening, let me finish that. Those artists who do not have their own Vivo channel, make sure that you check out Vivo Plus. Again, it's a way for you to get your own Vivo channel. Plus, have unlimited digital distribution to over 10 plus. I think we might be up to 14 digital downloading streaming sites. Plus, you can sell your HD videos as well. Now, for those of you who may need some video editing, did that just happen overnight? Did you just realize you had these skills? And what made you start the video editing and then, you know, get in the spot over at Zone 24 TV? How did that all pan out for you?
Well, actually, I met a guy. Well, I knew him when I first moved to Arkansas from Flint, man, Terrence Thomas. And when he seen I had a laptop, he called the Shaolin Technique, and he taught me everything I know. And when I met the guys from Zone 24, Buddha Ali and Jerry Johnson, they seen the views that I got and how I could edit my stuff right, line it up with the music and make it come to beat. And he asked me to do it, and I told him I couldn't do it at first. And he said, yes, I could. He showed me what I had to do, and I just picked it up.
Wow. I'm playing a lot around with some, you know, little videos myself now. So,
I got one for you.
Oh, yeah?
I do. When I start promoting myself, I got over 20 sites. I got a site in mainland China, 2 in Japan, 1 in France, 1 in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, and 1 in Africa. And then I got about 10 sites here in the United States.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to have to speak about this after the interview, most definitely. Tell, because Fonz did not read your complete bio, and the bio was very lengthy, so I hated to have to, you know, tweak it just a little bit, but I didn't have enough characters, so I tried to, you know, just cut the bottom part. But tell our listening audience, our followers, about homegrown production?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because everything I do come from right out of my back room, what I call my studio. So I just switched up the word production and still did how it sounds to me, really.
Mm-hmm.
Broke it up, and then I came up with my little logo. And ever since I started using it, people said they've been liking it. Like, I met Fran on LinkedIn. And I got a lot of LinkedIn people. And that's why I broke out the homegrown production back. Then once I did that, it just like it fell in place. Now it's like a homegrown production present Zone 24.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you married?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering. I thought maybe, possibly, We had so much love shown by your wife earlier this week on the Metal to Music Entertainment Management page. I think on my personal Facebook page, she showed so much love. So shout out to your wife. And a lot of artists, you know, we do the promo for this show, but they don't really get involved. So I thank you so much for retweeting. You know, sometimes you have to promote yourself, put yourself out there. So thank you so much for all that you did to promote your show today. But special love out to your wife because she was everywhere. I couldn't keep up with all the likes that she was giving us. So and following the page and, you know, our movement. So thank you so much, Mrs. Kate. You know, you mean the world. Do you have children as well?
Yes, I got a 12-year-old and I got a 1-year-old daughter.
Oh, goodness.
And yeah.
I was 44 when she was born.
Oh, nice.
We've got a caller calling in that I'm going to add in, and I'm sure it's a fan that wants to call in and give support. So you guys hold on. Let's add this caller real quick. Caller, you're live on Independent Everything. 870.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, what's going on? This is Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. I was just listening to the show once. And shout out to y'all, man. Put Mr. Cade on, everything y'all been doing for him. I'm loving
the
movement y'all got going on. Just listen to
Thank
the show.
You.
Just a big hand salute to y'all, man. Let's keep it going. Love to network with y'all. It's been a fabulous show, man. I want to thank y'all, man, for everything. That's what's up.
Appreciate you calling in.
Already.
Peace.
All right.
Miss Kate?
Yeah,
I'm here. You want to say anything to your caller?
Yeah, I'm telling her what's up, Buddha.
Oh, can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's up, Mr. Kate? Hey, man. Get your shine on, brother, man. Hey, like I say, man, you're doing your thing. Mr. Cade has really helped Zone 24 TV out a lot, man. We've been in business about 5 years. We got a lot of people on the staff, but Mr. Cade came in like Michael Jordan. He took the ball, just ran straight down the court and started making things happen for us, you know, for the editing, you know, and we covering the streets together, you know, with the DVDs. We got them in Texas. We got them in Louisiana. We got them here in Arkansas, in Southwest part. We got them, like, in Michigan. We got them in Hawaii. Got them in California. So right now he's been putting the DVDs together. The reason we're doing that because we're bringing the DVD game back, you know, for the people that can't get it on the Internet all the time. Sometimes they just look at it, don't get the full effect. So we're bringing the DVD back and reprogramming the people with the movement K's putting in. You know, K's always been on that positive tip. We do play a lot of underground and a lot of unsigned hype, but he still makes it. Through all that, a wholesome show, an educational show, which we were already doing anyway, but he adds a little bit more honeycomb to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Glad to hear that. Thank you so much again for calling in. I'm going to put you back in the green room. You're welcome to stay on and listen to the show.
I will.
And like I said, thanks for the support, sir.
Oh, anytime. Thank y'all.
All right. That was good. So according to caller, you basically have taken – you know, your talent and your skills and applied to what you're doing at Zone 24 TV and help them to go to the next level.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Nakia, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I saw we had a call in. I figured it was somebody that wanted to show some love.
I was down to the end of my questions. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing?
Writing, because I done wrote a book already. Our universe got it, and I got one more payment to pay on it, then it's going to come out in Barnes & Noble.
What's the name of the book?
What If? When they got the book, the guy called me and asked me what made me write that book. And they asked me about would I like to see it as a movie, and I told them, yeah. And I had the people I was supposed to contact are in New York, and I just never made it to that point yet.
Yeah.
But the book is about what if in America, that all of the countries that slaves was bought from were got into the Revolutionary War and freed all the people in America. At the end of my book, it'd be the first Indian pharaoh, and they got pyramids going down the Mississippi.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we can't wait to see that.
Oh, that's good. It's not violent and all the children stuff. It doesn't get me.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be looking for that. What If?
Definitely.
By Mr. Cade. Mr. Cade, What If? Okay, Nakia?
Nakia just drew a blank. I mean, there's so much that he's involved in that I'm trying to incorporate, you know, again. I'm just, yeah, my mind's just going like 1,000 words per minute, maybe.
Words per minute?
Yeah, so I'm just going to sign off. Thank you again for joining us today on Independent Everything. We are only a phone call away, an email away, a tweet away. For anything that you may need, the Metal to Music Records, SMG artist, or, you know, the executives, anything that you may need us for, we are, you know, like I said, only a phone call away. Brian, back to you.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to ask you, Ms. Kay, was about your process, you know, of making music. It's, because I heard you just say that you were, you played all instruments. And so you do your own production work. You do your own mastering. You do your own mixing. And as far as distributing your music, how do you distribute your music?
Right now, I'm just trying to get into the process where I can sell it. I just started selling it on a Reverb Nation. But that's far as I done got. But as far as that goes, most of the songs I done put out, they with the videos. I made a video for every song I got on Video Bash. I got like 45 videos.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So then, that's how I get my music out in the video art.
Okay. Yeah, you, she touched on the Vivo Plus platform for a moment. The VivoPlusPlus.com platform does not, it allows you to sell your videos, your HD videos, and distribute your music to, like she said, 10 plus sites. So you need to maybe invest a little time in going over and look at VivoPlusPlus.com, because I think it would benefit you greatly by putting you in the stores as well, like the Spotify's, the RDIOs, you know, the Google Plays and those stores. I think it'd be a definite benefit to you to go over and take a look at VivoPlusPlus.com when you get a chance. And now, as far as you writing your songs, you of course write your songs and you do the music to yourself. If there was a piece of advice that you would give to maybe someone that's listening now, or maybe someone that would listen later via the Stitcher or the TuneIn or the iTunes platform where the show uploads to, what would you give maybe that aspiring artist who wants to do exactly what you're doing, who wants to be able to create and make their own music and distribute their own music, and then, you know, have a positive influence on on the world? What piece of advice would you give them?
Get out of it what you put in. If you put in good, then that's going to be the result. If you put in negative, then that's what you're going to get out of.
That's words of wisdom. And who are your influences?
Eric B and Rakim, Chuck D, and David Ruffin from The Temptations.
Mm-hmm. Nice set of mentors. Okay. And where do you see yourself in a year from now? And then where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
I see myself after I do this show live. And then that's going to be my warm up right here. And after that, then the sky's the limit. But every time I perform, I get a standing ovation.
Sky's the limit. Real talk. Okay. We're down to about 5 minutes. I do want to give you time to get out your accolades, your shout outs, also specifically and allow you to articulate how the fans might be able to contact and connect with Mr. K. Not only that, but business entities, that might want to do something with you, whether it be licensing or whatever. You never know who's listening. So I want you to, first of all, give your shout-outs and your accolades to those that have, you know, helped your career. And then I want you to articulate to the fans, family, and friends how they can connect with you on all the levels, you know, be able to follow, like, and share, you know, Mr. K's work.
Okay. I got you. First, I give a shout-out to the creator, then my parents, and my wife and my children, and Buddha Ali, Jerry Johnson, Terrence Thomas, Terrence T.C. Brown in Detroit, and Princess Mavine in Flint, Michigan, and you for reaching out to me on LinkedIn and helping me get to where I am today. Because I never figured out what a profile was until about last week.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.
And I give a shout out to the guy Fleetwood in California. He made a movie and he got me on his soundtrack called The Cotton Pickers and 100 Flavors, who was sponsoring the show for me, taking the CD down there to the people. And Father Time in Minnesota for giving us a slot on Real TV in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm waiting on them now to send me the times when we're going to be aired. All I got to do is just give them the episode. Right now I'm on episode 40. In 3 months, I've made 40 episodes.
Wow. It's cooking. Okay. And then how can the fan, the average Joe fan and the business entity, how can they connect with the K?
Well, my Gmail account, MrKade@gmail.com, MISTACADE@gmail.com. Or you can just Google my name, Stephen Cade, STEPHENCADE. And it's going to pull up a homegrown production for my videos, all of my sites. Only one that's not going to pull up is the one that's in China. In China, I'm on Sina Weibo, NDINAWEIBO. And Zing, XING. And that's how you can get in contact with me. My telephone number is 501-812-8978.
Okay, y'all hear that? The phone number, 501-812-8978. You can get at him at Zing, that's X-I-N-G, also Sina Weibo, S-I-N-A-W-E-I-B-O, and then his Gmail is just MrKade@gmail.com. Okay, Nakia, any closing words?
I would just like to say that Independent Everything is archived here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, as well as Stitcher, as well as iTunes, as well as the TuneIn Network. Make sure that you're keeping abreast of the different archive shows because you are already getting comments. So I would like for you to be able to interact with those people that are shouting you out and wanting to get in contact with you. Most definitely. Everyone needs to remember that on Sunday, May 10th, it's Mother's Day. Also, tomorrow, the 7th of May is National Child Mental Health Day. So show love for the kids.
Real talk. We want to thank you again, Mr. Cade, for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come and just let our family and fans and friends get to know you. We want to thank the caller for calling in and giving you love and support and giving the show love and support. As always, this is been another episode of Independent Everything. Look out for new music coming from Metal Music Recording Artists. Go get the Chronicles of a Hippie from Voice of True Will Getter. It is her fourth release, fourth volume of a 12 release series, and it is the bomb. If you have not checked out Chronicles of a Hippie, you're missing out. It is right now on the Nerve DJs mixtape network, worldwide network, exclusively. It will be in all stores soon. But if you haven't got Chronicles of a Hippie by Voice of True Will Getter, go get it, go get it, go get it. It is the real deal. Also, don't forget Black Girls, hashtag get on it, Young Fallen Angels, Personality, the Hybrid Queens, Him, County Kids, Poetic Ambition, Bronze the Hybrid Ones confirmed, and all the metal music artists that have released music, you know, they're out there. All you got to do is Google us and all the music, it'll come up. I appreciate all the love, all the support, and thank you for tuning in for this episode of Independent Everything featuring Mr. Cade straight out of Arkansas. Y'all look him up, follow him, like him, and give him support. So the next episode of Independent Everything, you got to do it like, do it independent, and do it like everything. Y'all know what it is. Love, peace.
And hair grease.
There it is. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.